Codan Nickbacht shares the ultimate guide to business. Codan Nickbacht shares the tips for the ultimate guide to small business marketing. This guide will guide you through the commissioning of your marketing program. Creating a business plan, a plan for marketing and branding, is not only a proven way to secure capital, but also to grow a successful business. Writing a business plan requires you to articulate who your target clients are, what they need, and how you will attract them. Once you have answered these basic questions, you can create a business plan or update an existing one. The following links will guide you to articles full of tips and tricks on how to best design each section of your business plan. After reading this guide, whether you are just beginning or growing your business, you are ready to take the next step towards success. This series of posts provides you with brainstorming strategies to help you develop great ideas for your new business. Explain how to protect the legal status of your idea by forming a public limited company, and introduce you to the basics of organizing and creating your business marketing plan. Whether you start a business from scratch or use this guide from the start, part 1, and work your way through it, we not only created the ultimate guide for the newcomers to the business world. We not only want to equip you with the tools you need to succeed, but we also want to share our best practices to start your first online business in a short time and at a minimal cost. In other words, if you need help building an online business but don't know where to start, you're in the right place. You will discover 8 chapters in the Ultimate Guide to Learning How to Start an Online Business in 2020 that cover more than just budgeting. Building a true, value-driven online business requires hard work, and not everyone can succeed. You will not be able to rely solely on sales to support your marketing, and you will require substantial bootstrapping, small business loans, and equity financing. It sounds cliched, but it's a cliche because the hardest part of marketing to small businesses is just beginning. Your industry, size, and growth phase will affect your marketing budget. Your customer preferences and your industry will be among the few marketing assets your business will need. This will help you refine product prices and packages and interview customers to find out what they love about your business. Understanding business communications is critical to your company's success and ability to remain competitive. Your business communication will not only be effective but will also be a real difference between success and failure. Business communication affects your company at all functional levels, from internal processes to customer interactions that depend on it. Assigning tasks to employees, receiving and reacting to customer feedback, and publishing press releases are examples of corporate communication. Business communication affects every aspect of the business, from the way organizations communicate with employees, share information with other customers and partners, and much more. Internal corporate communication refers to the interaction between team members, including leadership. External corporate communication refers to interactions between employees, customers, and the public. It includes both individual conversations and mass communication. Once you've created a buzz around your business, you need a platform to direct people. A good business website is not something you can throw together. If you haven't thought through your business model and need a website, trust us, you should. The best team culture in the world means nothing if nobody has heard of your company. Perhaps you do not have the necessary marketing plan to enlarge your business and achieve the desired liberal lifestyle. Once you recognize your strengths and know what you want to do to make a difference, developing a business gives you more time, money, and flexibility to do so. Buying a turnkey business is a great way to make money, even if you have started it from scratch. If done at the right time and with the right financing, buying a location for your business can help drive growth and create more opportunities. Whichever option you choose, we recommend you hire a business lawyer to protect your rights at the beginning of the process. Running a small business means doing a lot of paperwork that you need to save for future references. There are many resources on state government websites to help you set up your business and understand the tax implications. Any money the company earns should be filtered to a designated business account to pay for your expenses. Keep your Google business profile up to date. This is often the first thing that customers find when they search for your business. Your company needs an email address, whether for marketing, sales, or customer support.